The renin of a chacha down below is seven tzvachim. A chacha, the metal piece at the end of a staff, is used to break up roots in the ground. The way it was made, that there was a wooden staff. On one side of the wooden staff was a metal spike that's called a darbun. It's used to goad oxen when they plow, like we saw in the previous mission. And that part of the staff is held up high. While on the other part of the staff that's held down low, with a charchor, a longer, sharper metal piece that's used to break up roots. And if the staff breaks in half, then on one broken piece of the darbun and on the other broken piece of the charchor, up to seven tzvachim of the broken staff that's still attached to the charchor would be considered a chibur to the charchor. And if one becomes tummy, the other one would become tummy as well. But anything more than seven tzvachim is superfluous, and therefore that part of the staff would not be considered a chibur to the charchor. Yad Magrefa Shabali Batim. Beishami Emrim Shiva, Beitilo Emrim Shmoina. The handle of a rake that's used by Bali Batim homeowners, that they use this rake to sweep out a ton or an oven from any ashes or pebbles that might have gathered on the bottom of the oven. According to Beishami, up to seven tzvachim of the handle of this rake would be a chibur to the rake, while Beitilo holds up to eight tzvachim of the handle of the rake would be a chibur. Shal Sayadin, Beishami Emrim Tisha, Beis Hillo Imrim Asar, a rake that's used by those that plaster lime onto walls. When the lime was mixed with sand, they would rake the lime onto the wall. And this rake, up to 9 tzvachim of the handle, according to Beis Shammai, is a chibur to the rake, while Beis Hillo holds up to 10 tzvachim of the handle, the chibur to the rake. Yeser Mikan, Imrasa Lakayim Tummy. If the handle of a rake that's used by Sayyadin is more than 10 tzvachim, according to Beis Hillo, or more than 9 tzvachim according to Beis Shammai, or the handle of a rake that's used to sweep out an oven, it's more than 7 tzvachim according to Beis Shammai, or more than 8 tzvachim according to Beis Hillel. If you plan on keeping it that way, in other words, even though normally a handle that long is superfluous, but you want the handle to be that long and you plan to keep it that way, not to cut out that part of the handle, in such a case, the entire handle would be a chibur to the rake, and if the rake becomes tummy, the entire handle would become tummy as well. Yad Meshamshe or Koshuhu, and a handle that's used for kalim that's used by the fire, such as a spit or a pan, no matter how long the handle it is, it's a chibur to the kli, and would become tummy together with the kli. And the handle of the kli that's used by the fire sometimes has to be very long. It depends on how big the fire is and how hot it is. Sometimes you need a very long handle so that your hand won't be close to the fire, so therefore no matter how long the handle it is, it's considered part of the kli. Kalim that are made out of glass, if they're flat, they do not hold things in them. They're tar. They're not susceptible to becoming tummy. As glass, kalim and tar are not makabel tuma at all. The rabbanon were geizer that they're makabel tuma. But the rabbanon were geizer that they're only makabel tuma in a way that's similar to clay cheres, earthenware kalim. Clay cheres are only makabel tuma if they have a toch, if they hold things in them. So therefore, Klei Zchuchot also would only be Mekabel Tuma if they have a toch. So therefore, Klei Zchuchot that are flat are tar, but if they hold things in them, they are Tamei, they are Mekabel Tuma. Nishparu Taru Chazav Asamem Kelim Mekabel Tuma Mikanu Laba. A glass cleat that had become Tamei. A glass cleat with a toch that became Tamei and then broke. The cleat is now tar. Since it's broke and no longer can be used as a kli, it lost its tuma. Now, if you go ahead and remake a kli out of the broken glass, it will be makabel tuma from now on. Now that you have remade the kli, so now it's again considered a kli. So since it has a toch, it would be makabel tuma from now on, but the old tuma that was there before it broke is gone forever. Even when you go ahead and take the broken piece of the glass and make it into a new kli, the old tuma would not return. Hatavla v'askutala shoschucha is tahir. A glass table without legs, that the glass table is placed on the floor, or a glass plate, is tar, it's not makabel tuma, since they're flat, they don't have a toch. Now this glass plate is held up by a base, and if you turn the glass plate over, the base would form a receptacle, you can put things in the base. But since it's not used in that way, it's not considered a kli with a receptacle, and therefore, it's not makabel tuma. In Yesh Lahem Laz Biz Tmeh. But if the glass table or the glass plate has a rim, in such a case it would be makabel tuma, since it has a rim, it's considered a kli that has a toch, that does hold things, and therefore it's mekabelkin. Shule kara, shule if gatala shoschuche sheit pinan letashmish tohir. Somebody who had a glass plate or a glass ball, that both of them are held up by a base, that if the ball or the plate would be turned over, the base would hold things in it, it would be a receptacle. And the top part of the plate or the ball broke, so it cannot be used in the normal way. Instead, you want to turn over the plate or the ball and use the base of the cleat to put things in it. Even though the plate or the ball is now being used in such a way that it does have a toe, that it does hold things in it, even so, it's not makabel tumah, it's tar, the reason being that since it's made out of glass and parts of it have broken off, so it's very difficult and dangerous to use this cleat at all, as you can cut yourself when you use this cleat, even when you're using the bottom of the cleat. So therefore, it's not considered a cleat, and it's tar. Kirtzon, o shafan, b'shufin, t'man. But if the top part of the plate of the ball broke and you turn it over to use the base of the cleat and you polish down or file down the jagged edges of the parts of the cleat that broke, so now the cleat can be handled without difficulty, without any danger of cutting yourself while you're using the cleat, in such a case, the cleat would be makabel tumah. And since you're now using the cleat, as a cleat with the toch, as a cleat with the receptacle, since you turned it over, and you're using the base as a cleat with the toch, so therefore, it's considered a glass cleat that does hold things in it, and it would be makabel tumah.